Liz Lavender and Tim Adam. Tell me about when you first came across and became involved with No Fit State.
First came across No Fit State Circus outside St David's Centre, and my friend was in the Red Choir and they were singing for a benefit for an earthquake in Nicaragua, and Ali and Kim Tilbrook were providing entertainment for the same like benefit thing. That was the first time I came across No Fit State. I then met them again a couple of years later when I was working for John Paul. And they were also working with John Paul.
So you weren't at university with them because that's where they all kind of met each other. Were you at university in Cardiff as well?
No. I'd moved to Cardiff and then I'd gone to college in Manchester and then I came back to Cardiff. And that was a couple of years after that.
And so how come you started working from for John Paul, and what's your background before that?
I was born in Wimbledon. I grew up in Surrey. I went to a grammar school and then I went to university and I had a very happy middle class childhood in a detached house in Surrey. And then I got kicked out of university for failing my exams because I was too busy doing other things. And then eventually moved to Cardiff and then worked in an adventure play, and John Paul was running Cardiff's adventure play section. And 10 years later, I then went off to university a second time and he left the council and set up his own circus. And then I bumped into him in Tesco's car park and he said, "I've been running a circus. Do you want a job?" And my previous job had just finished, so I thought, why not for the summer? That'll be fun.
So, what was your previous job and what job title did you have with John Paul?
I was crew with John Paul. Just crew. There was three of us. And my previous job, I was a researcher. Was doing different, working for different organisations, but freelance.
So, there were three of you said. So, A, well, first the question is who were the three? What was the year and who was in on tour?
So this
Who and
is,
where did you go?
well, I speak, so this is pre No Fit State Circus. This is John Paul Arts Play Umbrella, Big Fun Tour. And there was John, and then the three crew were me, Sally, who's was already going out with Pete from No Fit State, and Flo, his daughter, and and then we would employ act. There'd be acts employed, so there'd always be two. There'd be four shows every afternoon. So circus workshop in the morning. Four 45-minute shows in the afternoon. So two of those would be No Fit State Circus, two would be another performer. Francis Maxey, Goffy the Clown, Green Ginger. And then No Fit State Circus got money from Allied Steel and Wire to buy their own tent that year. And so they asked me to be their tent man for their new tent.
So when was the first time you put up the blue tent?
We
And
put it up in
who was
a
in charge?
we put it up in a farmer's field with Mike Hurst and Hazel. The first time they showed
Hazel.
it, no, Mike Hurst's partner Hazel, and then the next time we put it up was at the Leeds Juggling Convention, I believe. Fortunately, there were some intelligent people around me who could help.
So when did you take on the blue tent then, in terms of being tent
First
master?
tour, 91, Take a Chance, the show was. There was, so the front of house, I always tell this story, like, were you ever in the show? And I said, no, when I first met No Fit State Circus, we bought a tent, and then I spent the winter working out how what the fire doors were going to be, how big they had to be, how many stewards you had to be, blah, blah, blah. And there was me and my two stewards sitting there watching the dress rehearsal, and all of a sudden, at the end of the show, it was a big fire finale, and my two stewards on stage fire juggling. And you were one of them.
Ah.
And that's
no, I was never in Take a Chance.
Yeah, you win the show. Oh, no, you weren't.
Don't blame that on me.
You're right, right.
I might be a scapegoat, but not for that.
I still remember you on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've obviously got memories confused.
Yeah. So you went on tour with Take a Chance. Who was in Take a Chance?
Richie, Tom, Pete, Ali and Ruth. And Toby made a cameo performance at the beginning.
Doing?
He was the games master or games host, you know, come on down. And they, all the Monopoly characters were in the audience and had to come on down to join the game. And Toby was really cheesy, he was great.
So was Toby on tour?
Mm-hmm. I think he was then a steward. He got changed back into being a steward.
And can you remember what your salary was in those days, or how payment worked?
We had agreed that our salary was going to be £200 a week for the tour.
Between you?
But no, each. Each. Oh, sorry, no, between the overall, yeah, between. Oh, it was hard in those days. But we decided we needed to have Lurch on tour with us. David, oh, I can't remember his surname at the top of my head. Anyway, to have Lurch on tour with us. And so we all took a £25 a week pay cut. So he ended up with £125 a week. That was our first decision, was to give ourselves a pay cut.
That's good.
And so then there was Toby Lurch, there was Al Smith, who was with her daughter, whose name I can't remember, running the merchandise. I think that was all of us. And we had seating, you know, tent seating, scenery.
Then it fitted into...
one big lorry, one rigid body lorry.
And the Jennies?
We didn't have them then.
So tell me about the vehicles in those days and how you moved around.
More or less as we do now, except the distances are a lot smaller and it's a lot quicker. We usually did a turnaround in a day. We would drive from one, we'd take, yeah. And so we had the tent lorry, which towed a big caravan, which we bought off John Paul. And actually, John Paul had fallen asleep while he had a cigarette, and he set the caravan on fire. And this kid came running into the compound, and I told him to go away. And he was going, but, but. And I said, no, just clear off. You're not allowed in the compound. Go away. But. Clear off. Go away. But. The caravan's on fire. Oh, thanks, kid. God, giving this poor child such a hard time. And
was that Pete and Sal's caravan? Were they in there?
No,
they
John Paul was in
there.
Yeah,
they
had a fire as well, yeah.
So, and health and safety, was there a health and safety officer? Was that you in those days, or was that not even invented?
That wasn't even invented then. That was in AIR. I can't remember what bloody year it was.
What, the health and safety became invented?
Yeah. So the local council turned up and said, can we see your safety policy? And I said, we don't have a safety policy. And they said, there's more than five employees. By law, you have to have a safety policy. Oh, do we? And so I had friends who lived not too far away, and I went to them because I had a typewriter so I could type it up. Or perhaps it was an early computer. And so I typed it up, and
that has been the blueprint for the last 25 years.
Yeah. I've never got round to reviewing it. You are supposed to. It's a legal requirement, but I just, like, there was always something else more interesting happening.